Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, this is Hip Hop National Radio, and I think my host, my friend, the CEO, is man down. Hello, Poetic.
Hey, hello, man. I did that wrong. Let me go ahead and open this topic up. I was there talking in the background by myself.
Well,
it's going to be an awesome night tonight right here on Hip Hop National. Thank God that we made it here. And before we get too deep into the topic, I like to cover the show because sometimes you have technical difficulties, and just now it was a good, perfect demonstration for that. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the powerful combination of music success and philanthropy. But before we get too deep into the topic, let's cover the show, as we always do. Lord, thank you for giving us this blessing that we can share it among a community of musicians, of like-minded people who have a quest and desire to fulfill their dream. We ask them, and we ask that you, while you're fulfilling their dream, that they understand that it was you who have given them this gift and that you could bless it accordingly. Lord, we ask that you do bless them and help them move forward as they in their vision, as they so desire, as long as they keep you in mind. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Guys, I'm just putting this out as a disclaimer. I am a Christian doing hip-hop. Love it. Love the game. And so, therefore, I'm here to help you guys as assistants in trying to move in this direction in this music industry. Tonight we're talking about the powerful combination of music success and philanthropy, and I see already that we're going to have an all-star panel available with us tonight. So let's dig into the paint, guys. Let's make it happen. Raw Dog, stand by. I'm getting ready to open up your mic, but let me go ahead and bring up this one of our guests for tonight, Andrea. Welcome to Hip Hop National. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what it is exactly that you do, Andrea.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Andrea Wilson. I am president of RKD Music Management. Our company represents several music artists in the industry of gospel, and we also do a little bit of R&B, and we're located in Los Angeles, California.
All right. What's your opening statement for tonight's topic, the powerful combination of music success and philanthropy?
Well, I guess I can start with this first because this is very key and it's dear to my heart, and I use this in everything that I do, that if you give, it shall be given back unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So all the artists out there, all the managers, people that are in the industry, we understand that we're giving something away to those around us, and the more we give, the more God can give to us.
Wow, that was excellently placed. I appreciate your opening statement. Big Dog, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling in from, what you represent.
I represent the Big Dog and Prejudice Fury, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, USA, representing poetry, music, you know, original art, emphatically speaking, just being able to create from the heart and be original and touch people with whatever that is that I possess, you know, all over.
Big Dog, where you calling in from?
Atlanta, Georgia, USA, is what I'm calling it from.
Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. I didn't get catch that. All right. Okay. What's your opening statement for tonight's topic?
The combination between success and philanthropy is key because you're given a gift as an artist, producer, writer, and that gift is given to you without measure. It's invisible. And you got to give back to what you were given. And the more you give, the more you're going to receive in the long run. And the more that you give out and pour out, people are more likely to pour into you over time. It's an essential key to understand that giving is essential and receiving is not as important until you learn how to give first. You got to give not to get, but you give to just give. You don't give to get. You give to receive, but you don't know you're going to receive. You just have a capacity to understand that you have a artistic mindset, and giving is the best gift. When you're a giving artist or giving music person, you're going to go far because you're not selfish. You're not all about you. You're about the people. The people love you. People feel you out. People are not fooled. People can tell in way spirits. People can feel your aura no matter what kind of music you're doing. Emphatically speaking,
nicely put, man. Nicely put, Big Dog. Appreciate that. And Raw Dog.
Well, you know,
is my brother in the paint. Go ahead.
I'm here. Yeah, I'm calling in from Washington State, and you know, I'm going to say this. You know, giving back is fulfilling your life and putting something in your life that money can't buy. That's helping someone else when you can. And, you know, success is built upon a platform of being well-rounded, just not a taker, but one that can give and enjoy seeing other people rise behind the point of just giving. You know, I don't mean, you know, over the top in giving, but I'm saying in helping, you know, because you never know when you're going to need help.
You got an excellent point there, Aradol. Well, tell you what inspired this topic tonight, guys. I was looking at, I looked at it briefly, though, the BET Awards over the weekend, and I saw that Dwayne Wade, you know, actually went back, gave back to his community in Chicago. And often for us as those music artists that's aspiring, trying to get there, we haven't yet crossed that bridge to complete success. Do we wait till we get there before we do it, or could we become a part of a movement today that we're that's already existing and build side by side of a reputation of helping that company or helping that organization for their cause? How could we get involved today? I'm going to take that to Andrea. Andrea, could you give me your thoughts?
Well, I definitely would have to say you want to start now. You should never put yourself in a position where you start saying, oh, I'll wait till I get there, or I'll wait till I'm successful, or I'll wait until I make my million, and I'll start sowing into the community and giving back. You know, if God can bless you with very few things, he'll make you ruler over many. And once he makes you ruler over many, your gifts can make room for you, and they'll bring you before mighty men. So you have to give back now. You have to start somewhere in your community, in an organization, whether it be an educational program. I work with a lot of different celebrities, and I have to be honest, a lot of my clients are not giving back. They are so wrapped up in their world. They said that they would do it, you know, years ago. They made hit films. They made hit records, and they're so wrapped up. I think if you don't start a trend, when you don't have anything, when you start getting something, you forget about what you said you were going to do because we get caught up. We get caught up in the world. We get caught up in our daily activities and what we want to do and success. And so we tend to forget. But if you started a trend, if it's stuck in you as if it's a habit, you can't break the habit, no matter if you have $0 in your pocket or if you have $1 or $1,000 or $1 million. So you do have to start somewhere, be a part of something. There's no excuse. You should be doing something, even if it's just, you know, taking a family member or a young individual in your own family and coaching them and mentoring them. At least you're starting somewhere. At least you're sharing what you're learning, because, you know, we all foresee to grow as we get older, and we want to grow in our success. But I feel like you have to start a habit. So, yes, I definitely agree that you should start somewhere, start small, build your way up. I think the more that's given to us, the more we should give back. We should never be scarce with our resources. We should never be scarce with our knowledge. And then we should always continue to grow. So I think if you're helping other people, you're learning so much as well while you're helping them. So you want to start something now.
Wow. I'm glad I opened up your mic there, Andrea. That was very nice. Nicely said. 229-310, please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your contribution to tonight's topic? You now have the floor.
My name is John Lowe. I'm from Shelton, Georgia. I'm a manager. You got a great topic, as usual. Y'all get great topics and things that we need to reach out and try to do and to better these upcoming artists and prepare them for a lot of things. But the point is, see, a bedarkened individual cannot see his glory, you know, really see his great glory. You know, a lot of them drink from the cup of bitterness and hate. They really confuse themselves once they do become famous and get in the industry and get wrapped up all into themselves and stuff like that. They doesn't have time for the little people anymore. They feel like, well, I made it. I don't got here, so I'm gonna slam the door behind me, so no one else will come through. But one thing I like about your show that you opened up on this platform and the people on your panel is that it teaches a lot of great qualities and characters, villain things, which we need to learn about the industry and to give back to the neighborhood. One great thing that y'all teaches that I'm learning from this platform, the power of an example. That's one of the things that Hip Hop Natural Radio is doing for me, you know, show me an example how I need to prepare myself and get my mind prepared for the industry. And the virtue of patience and teaching a lot of great qualities with inside of us, which that we need to bring out once we do make it to that point of a profession, a professional artist or something like that.
Wow. Thank you, John. Appreciate your opening statement there, sir. 610-390, please state your name, where you're calling in from. What's your contribution to tonight's topic? You now have the floor.
How you doing? My name is Bray King, Brayon King. I'm from New York by way of Queens and Brooklyn. And I created a concert series called The Soundcheck Live here in New York. And it's a platform that has been created to bring artists, I would say, giving them a nice stage, a polished look, lighting, everything that gives certain unpolished artists that little dusting off, or some people who already are established, a great platform to then, you know, reach out to their fans and create new fans from. This is funny that you call me or have me a part of this show tonight, because I definitely have been giving and continuing to give with my time, my energy, you know, finances, and the lack of to make something happen for these artists, and just like holding that passageway open and letting them do what they do, you know. I mean, of course, you know, these things cost. But we still find it in ourselves and find a way to continue to give and just give unselfishly. And someone said earlier about, you know, giving, and it'll just come back to you. It comes back to you in other ways and things like that. It's like paying it forward. That's, I definitely believe in wholeheartedly paying it forward, giving you the shirt off my back, cause I, and not looking back, because it, that's, that attitude and that approach to everything will keep you living an abundant life, or will have you in abundance, because you are not living in a selfish and only thinking about you and what you're going to get out of it and all of that. Just continue to give, and that's something that I still, to this day, like I'm still at the bottom, you know, in some senses, but in other senses I feel like I'm in a great space, because I don't have to walk with my, you know, looking behind me in any type of way. I just know I keep looking forward to the future and keep giving, and I know that God is going to take care of me, and I'm going to keep receiving. So I'm not really too worried about that, and I try to teach that through my actions by showing people this platform and bringing artists in and not charging them to do it, you know, in a sense. Bills have to be paid, absolutely, but I'm not going to charge you to perform. I'm going to give you that chance to, like, run, and you do what you do with it. And if I'm remembered in the way, then all right, that's fantastic. You know what I mean? But that's pretty much what I have to say about giving as far as the industry goes, you know.
Now, I do. My next question is let's say, I'm taking you for example there, Bray. You've put a platform together so you can make it affordable for the artist to do it. But you personally, you have to dive in and actually live that life and live in this lane in order to eat. You have to charge them a fee just to keep the movement going. Is that a form of philanthropy as well, when you're trying with all that you can to try to make something so others could benefit? Not just as a selfish act just for me alone to benefit. Is that a form of philanthropy? I'm going to start off again with you. No, actually, I'm going to Raw Dog only because I hadn't gone to Raw Dog. Raw Dog, you got the floor.
Well, you know, I'm going to say this to you. I know a guy that is trying to help in the industry. And I've talked to this guy. And I've got to know him. And in talking to him, the sacrifices, the challenges, the financial input without getting back, you know, I can say that viewing him, he's an example of how I wished other people would be. And I'm going to say this to everybody out here in the radio audience. That person is poetic. Now, I'm not going to tell you what he goes through this, because that's a conversation between me and him. But I guess that's the reason I stuck by him, because everybody needs help. But he's the only person I've ever met that never asked for help. And I love the pride in him, because God is guiding him. He's made that statement to him. I meeting people paying the dues and real people that have paid the dues, and I'm talking over a time period. I would say, you know, poetic, if you ever sat down and tried to explain what it takes in this industry to be successful, I think you're a success. I think you're on top of it, because you're not, you know, success and happiness and, you know, not selling your soul, you're a great example of that, because you could have done things and exploited, and I've never heard you come that way. You know, even with the young people that, you know, that you say, you tell them about being interns so they can learn the business, you know, you bend over backwards there. You know, we've had discussions on that, and we don't meet in the middle because you tell me if you can help one, that's what God wants you to do. So, hey, explain, I have seen the example, and giving feels good. I hear you laugh. I hear you enjoy yourself. I hear you trying to motivate people. You know, you've done things for people, you know, and I take my hat off to you. Now
thank
I'm going to throw you under the bus.
That's all right, man. Throw me under the bus. What I did now?
You haven't done anything. You haven't done anything. Right. But when you do,
when you do, I'm gonna throw you under the bus. All right. Let's go around the panel. Andrea, your thoughts?
I am. I love what the brother just said about you. I didn't know, you know, that's where your story was, and that's amazing to hear. The young man that spoke.